Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Confronting mounting calls for his resignation, Labor Secretary Alex Acosta explained his handling of a sex trafficking case involving Jeffrey Epstein, the financier now jailed in a federal New York probe. Acosta had been a federal prosecutor in South Florida at the time of the 2008 Epstein case in Miami, in which Epstein secured a plea deal and relatively light sentence in a sex crimes case. Acosta told reporters yesterday his primary goal was to make sure Epstein received a jail sentence and registered as a sexual predator. Vice President Mike Pence later said the president welcomed his labor secretary's explanation, but no White House job is ever guaranteed.
Well, every member of our cabinet serves at the pleasure of the president, but we were pleased to see Secretary Acosta step forward.
Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein has pleaded not guilty to new child sex trafficking charges and could face up to 45 years if convicted. The fate of nearly a million young people, unauthorized immigrants, often referred to as dreamers, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, President Trump has been trying to revoke deportation protections. The Supreme Court has agreed to review the case.
An Obama-era program granted temporary legal status and protection from deportation to hundreds of thousands of people who were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. The Trump administration asserted that the program was illegal and that the courts have no power to review President Trump's decision to revoke it. Four federal appeals courts subsequently rejected those arguments, and the Supreme Court earlier this spring refused to expedite high court consideration of the cases. But now the justices have agreed to hear them next term, with a decision likely in 2020. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is out with new details around a plan to fight systematic racism. He's calling it the Douglas Plan, after abolitionist Frederick Douglass. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
Buttigieg's plan is perhaps the most comprehensive, direct appeal to black voters we've seen this election cycle. And it comes after he's faced criticism over his relationship with black residents during his time as mayor of South Bend, Indiana. The plan is broad and philosophical. It includes a range of ideas, from abolishing the death penalty to investing more money in historically black colleges.
What we've learned is that racist policies being replaced by neutral policies is not enough.
Buttigieg raised more money than any other Democrat in the most recent fundraising cycle, but polling shows he has struggled to gain support with black voters. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
In Louisiana, there are concerns about a possible hurricane brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. It could deliver up to 12 inches of rain. This is NPR. The 1960s-era big league baseball pitcher Jim Boughton has died. He was best known for writing a controversial tell-all book entitled Ball 4, which revealed baseball's seedy underbelly in the 1960s. On the field, he was an all-star and pitched in two World Series with the Yankees. Mark Moran has more.
Boughton told of the drinking, drug use, and R-rated behavior that happened off the field in baseball in the 1960s. Tales of players' personal lives are more commonplace today, but Boughton's book was shocking at the time. Supporters called it an important look into the lives of players as the people they really were. Critics called it raunchy. He told unflattering stories about Yankee greats Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle, which prior to that time, no American sports writer would have even considered. After his career, Boughton helped create a brand of bubblegum called Big League Chew, sold in foil pouches like chewing tobacco. It's still popular today. Jim Boughton was 80. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran.
There were injuries today in the fifth running of the Bulls in Pamplona's San Fermín Festival. The most serious injury was to a 27-year-old man from Valencia, Spain, who was gored in the arm. Five others were also hurt during the race down the cobbled street course to the bull ring, mostly due to blows received in falls as the crowds of runners tumbled out of the way of the much faster bulls. The nine-day festival attracts about a million people every year. It was immortalized by Ernest Hemingway in his novel, The Sun Also Rises. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.